Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Sunday, May 12th. On today's show, NASA wants a cheaper Mars sample return, and Boeing proposes the most expensive rocket. Plus, new discoveries reveal that Mars may have been more Earth-like than we thought. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an update on NASA's efforts to bring rock samples back from Mars. The agency is looking for ways to do this for less than the $11 billion they would need under their own plan. Last month, officials put out a call to industry to propose ideas, and Boeing is the first company to release details about how it would attempt a Mars sample return mission. Here with more details is our Simply Mars correspondent. So what is Boeing proposing for this mission?
Boeing's concept involves a single flight of the Space Launch System, or SLS rocket. This is the super heavy lift launcher designed to send astronauts to the moon on NASA's Artemis missions. The idea is that using one massive rocket and spacecraft could reduce the complexity and risk compared to NASA's baseline plan, which involves two separate launches.
And what would this single spacecraft entail? How would it retrieve the samples from the Martian surface?
The payload would be a large Mars entry and descent aeroshell containing everything needed to get the samples. This includes a propulsive descent module to land on Mars, a small fetch rover to go pick up the sample tubes currently being collected and cached by the Perseverance rover, and a robotic arm to transfer the samples to a rocket called the Mars Ascent Vehicle. This rocket would launch the samples off the surface of Mars and set them on a course back to Earth.
It's an ambitious concept, for sure, but the SLS is also a very expensive rocket, possibly over $2 billion per launch, according to NASA's Inspector General. How does the cost of this proposal compare to NASA's original plan?
The cost details haven't been released yet, but yes, using the SLS would be very expensive, likely still in the billions of dollars range for this single mission. NASA's original concept was estimated to cost around $11 billion total for the two launches. Boeing argues that even with the high SLS cost, doing it all in one mission reduces complexity and risk, which could end up saving money. But the cost-benefit analysis still needs to be determined.
And what experience does Boeing have with Mars missions? How does that compare to other companies that might propose ideas?
Boeing actually has no direct experience as a prime contractor for Mars missions. Companies like SpaceX, which is developing the giant Starship rocket for eventual Mars flights, and Lockheed Martin, which has built several successful Mars landers for NASA, arguably have more relevant technology and expertise for this kind of mission. However, Boeing does have a lot of experience with the SLS rocket, which is the core of their Mars sample return proposal.
So what are the next steps for NASA in evaluating these industry proposals and deciding how to move forward with getting those valuable samples back from Mars?
NASA is collecting mission concept ideas not just from companies, but also from their own space centers across the country and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Later this year, NASA officials will evaluate all these proposals and decide on the best approach for Mars sample return, with the goal of getting those rock and soil samples back to Earth sometime in the 2030s for detailed study. It's an exciting next phase for Mars exploration.
Indeed, we'll be eagerly following the progress of this ambitious effort to finally bring a piece of Mars back to Earth. Thank you for that report. Speaking of Mars, a new discovery on the planet is shedding light on its past and potential to have once supported life. Rocks found by NASA's Curiosity rover suggest that Mars may have had an oxygen-rich atmosphere, making it more Earth-like than previously thought. Here with more details is our Simply Mars correspondent. These rocks were found scattered on an ancient Martian shoreline. What makes them so unique?
The key is that these rocks are unusually rich in manganese oxide. This chemical compound is significant because it typically forms in the presence of atmospheric oxygen. On Earth, manganese oxides are produced by microbes or through interactions with oxygen in the air or water. Finding such high concentrations of it on Mars suggests that the planet once had much higher oxygen levels than we see today.
So this discovery points to Mars potentially having a more Earth-like atmosphere in the distant past. How does this change our understanding of Mars's history and habitability?
It adds to a growing body of evidence that early Mars was quite different from the cold, dry planet we see now. Previous discoveries have shown that Mars once had liquid water on its surface, a denser atmosphere, and a magnetic field. But oxygen levels were thought to have always been low. These manganese-rich rocks suggest that wasn't the case. A more oxygen-rich atmosphere, combined with other Earth-like conditions, would have made Mars much more hospitable to potential life in the past.
That's fascinating. Do these findings have any implications for the search for signs of past life on Mars?
Absolutely. Higher oxygen levels could have provided a more supportive environment for life to emerge and thrive. Many life forms on Earth, including complex multicellular organisms, require oxygen. While this doesn't prove life existed on Mars, it does suggest that if life did arise there, it might have been able to flourish in the planet's distant past. It also helps guide the search, indicating that ancient shorelines and lake beds, where these rocks were found, could be good places to look for potential biomarkers or microfossils.
It's incredible to think that Mars, which seems so alien and inhospitable now, may have once been much more similar to our own planet. What are the next steps for scientists in light of this discovery?
This finding opens up many new questions and avenues for research. Scientists will want to determine exactly when in Mars history these high oxygen conditions existed and how long they persisted. This can help reconstruct the timeline of Mars's evolution and pinpoint the most promising time periods to search for signs of past habitability and life. Future missions, like the upcoming Mars 2020 Perseverance rover, will likely target similar ancient lakeshore environments to look for additional evidence of past oxygen and potential biosignatures. It's an exciting time in Mars exploration, as each new discovery is painting a more complex and intriguing picture of the red planet's past.
These new findings from Mars underscore why it's so important that we continue to explore our neighboring planet and unlock the secrets of its ancient past. Thanks for breaking this down for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.